Welcome to the Instagram stories for Friday, January 20th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. A ton of really good Instagram news to talk about today, but rather than you listen to me, I'm going to let the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, share that news directly.
Today, we're announcing new ways for you to shape Instagram into an experience that you enjoy. Quiet mode, hidden words for recommendations, and multi-select for not interested. And I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But let's start with quiet mode. What quiet mode allows you to do is pick times of the day or the week where you don't want to be bothered by Instagram. No notifications. Maybe it's time for homework, or maybe it's during your commute, or maybe you just want to have a break on the weekend. This allows you to put Instagram into quiet mode. We won't send you any notifications. If someone DMs you, they'll know that you're in quiet mode and that you're not going to receive that notification. And then when you come out of quiet mode, we'll batch everything that you missed and deliver it to you so you don't miss anything. The second is bringing hidden words to recommendations. Hidden words already exists in DMs and in comments. It allows you to block any DMs and comments with a select set of words that you can pick. Now, what we're doing is that we're extending hidden words to also support recommendations. So you can pick a set of words and not have us recommend any photo or video where we see those words in the caption in recommendations in feed, in explore, or anywhere else where you might see recommendations on Instagram. And the last is making not interested even more powerful by adding multi-select. So if you don't know, already you can long press any photo or video in explore and you can say not interested. And we'll do our best not to show you any photos or videos that are similar in the future. What this allows you to do is to select a bunch of photos and videos at once. We've all been there when all of a sudden Explorer got a little tipsy and went really after one new thing that it thinks you're interested in, and it's not quite right. This allows you to quickly and easily clean that up. Just a few new powerful ways for you to shape Instagram into the experience that you find meaningful. More to come, and if you want to see more details, you can always check out my link in bio. See you next week. Peace.
I'm going to give my thoughts on those features, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
And we're back. Before I get into all the things that Adam Mosseri talked about, I want to just highlight how Instagram is so great at rolling out features faster than any other platform, any other website, any other system. I have never seen any other technology company roll out updates as fast and consistently fast as Instagram does. Sometimes not even a week goes by and they are rolling out more features. My understanding is that they do this with a very small team, which makes it even more impressive. And recently, the Meta team has had a large amount of layoffs, which I don't know for sure has impacted Instagram, but I imagine that it has. If so, that makes the speed with which they roll out updates even more impressive. I'm also saying that as a product manager who has a very slow timeline for rolling out features because of just lack of resources. Let's talk about the features that Adam Mosseri highlighted in his video. First is quiet mode. As a person who very carefully curates their notifications, and I suggest that you do too, this is not something that is earth-shattering. However, if you are a person who does not turn off all notifications by default, and your phone chimes all night, and you are okay with that, potentially up until this point, quiet mode sounds like a great solution for you. I do like the part that people who DM you will see that you are in quiet mode during certain hours. And I also like that you can set it up on a schedule so that you don't have to turn quiet mode on manually as part of a routine. It will just happen. The other two things that he mentioned, hidden words for recommendations and not interested in multi-select, I think they're okay features, but nothing to get too excited about personally. If you feel otherwise, please send me a DM. Let me know why you're excited about hidden words for recommendations and not interested in multi-select. That, to me, it's just not that great. That's it for the news. I have one more thing to share, though. I am going to be bringing back my longer form Instagram Stories podcast, where I interview people who are either Instagram experts or social media strategists or other people who I think have a lot of value to offer. and I want to hear all of it and share it with you. I am going to be interviewing tomorrow Sarah Fryer, who wrote No Filter, The Inside Story of Instagram. I had Sarah on my podcast a little bit over 2.5 years ago when her book first released. I felt so privileged that she was doing interviews on CBS News and Bloomberg and also me. And that is the most fun podcast episode I've ever done. So I'm super excited that she's coming back on the show. If you have specific questions that you want me to ask her, send me a DM. If you've never heard the old episode that I did 2.5 years ago, I will link to it in the show notes so you can check it out. That's it for today's show. Thanks so much for listening. And be sure to come back on Monday for Mossari Monday. But actually, I'm going to do a weekend episode so I can put a clip of the last time I interviewed Sarah so you can hear that as well. So come back over the weekend, but then also come back on Monday.
I'm not yet a member of the Instagram team, but my podcast covers many Instagram themes. But my name, image, logos are trademarks at Instagram and the LCC in the USA and every territory. Everything I publish independently until Zuck returns my DMs and starts to pay my salary. Not sponsored or endorsed, no lies, no fallacies. I use their logo with permission. Not malicious or callously, no trademark violation, filling all criteria. Follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Daniel Hill Media.